This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. At the United Nations Climate Summit, members of the Beyond Oil and Gas Alliance called for a stronger phase-out of oil and gas production.
We cannot adapt above 1.5. Above 1.5 is just loss and damage. There's not enough money in the world to pay for the loss and damage that we would face above 1.5.
That's Tina Stege, climate envoy for the Marshall Islands. The minister of Denmark's Development Corporation and Global Climate Policy said it would end in catastrophe if it did not reach a global target to renewable energy and energy efficiency. A new draft of the COP28 agreement published by the United Arab Emirates presidency proposed various options, but did not refer to a phase-out of all fossil fuels, which had been included in a previous draft. The battle over Kashmir is heated up again. First, the Indian Supreme Court ruled that steps should be taken to make the region a state again and hold elections by next year. Now, Pakistan has weighed in.
Pakistan categorically rejects the judgment announced by the Supreme Court of India on the status of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Both India and Pakistan have claimed Kashmir since the end of British colonial rule in 1947. Gaza, before dawn on Monday, rockets from Gaza launched and intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome in the sky. With the border of southern Israel, the audio warning system announcing red alert as the war rages on. This is VOA News. Representatives from Myanmar's ruling military have held talks facilitated by China with three armed rebel groups leading an anti-junta offensive, according to state media. EU foreign ministers met in Brussels on Monday to discuss opening membership negotiations with Ukraine. EU leaders will meet for a summit in Brussels on Thursday and Friday to decide on proposals to grant 50 billion euros of economic support to Kyiv and another 20 billion for Ukraine's military. The Ukrainian deputy prime minister said on Monday that protesting Polish drivers had lifted a blockade at the Ukrainian-Polish border and trucks were once again rolling into Ukraine. In Japan, where it remains taboo to speak out against sexual violence, one former female Japanese soldier is fighting a landmark sexual assault case in court. Reuters correspondent Diane To says the soldier believes the verdict, due to be handed down on Tuesday, is important for the country's future.
Konoi believes the ruling carries weight for Japan's future, where she says there are many sexual assault and harassment cases, but criminal consequences are very light.
It is important and would be good for Japanese society if we can show in court that harassment is a crime. I'm not looking for a light or severe punishment. I want them to say it's a crime.
Konoi is accusing three former Ground Self-Defense Force colleagues of sexually assaulting her in 2021. All three have denied the allegations. Even before then, Konoi has said she was constantly harassed since enlisting in 2020.
Reuters correspondent Diane To, who says, after superiors in the Japanese military did nothing about her complaint, she left the force, and that's when she went public with her claims and took it to court.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Barbie dominated the Golden Globe nominations with 9 nods for the blockbuster film, including Best Picture, Musical or Comedy, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, and 3 of its original songs, closely followed by its release date and meme competition Oppenheimer, which scored 8 nominations, including Best Picture Drama, and for actors Robert Downey Jr. and Emily Blunt. The revamped group, now a for-profit endeavor with a larger and more diverse voting body, will hold the awards in January. Scott Walterman, VOA News.